What's going on, guys? Welcome to episode 3 of Squadcast. I am your host, Brian, and I'm here with my good buddy, Justin. How's it going, man? Justin?
Dude, it the screen jumped and it blacked out.
Well, we're still recording.
Okay. All right, so you can edit it and all that?
Yeah, I can fix that.
All right.
I'll do the intro again.
All right.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to episode 3 of Squadcast. I am your host, Brian, and I'm here with my good buddy, Justin. How's it going, man?
It's going, Brian. Ready for a college football game tomorrow. A big one.
Yeah, that's what, Clemson, LSU, right?
Yep.
Very nice. Who are you going for?
Definitely Clemson, man. I've been a fan for 27 years.
Oh, god damn. Okay. So, lifelong Clemson fan.
Yep.
See, we come from opposite sides of the fence then. I'm a Gamecock fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's been sad the last 3 years, but, you know, still love them.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. always pull for you guys when you're not playing us.
Yeah, that's a golden rule. But yeah, called you in here today, man. Figured we could hop on the topic of video games, see if we can pick at your brain a little bit for a little while.
All right.
So, you're a pretty big gamer?
Yeah, I'd say so, since the NES come out.
Oh, you've been on you started on the NES too then?
Yep.
Okay, what kind of games did you start with on there?
Well, obviously Super Mario Brothers, since that came with it, but, my favorite was Ninja Gaiden, man. I was into that from real early on.
Yeah, man. Ninja Gaiden was, I think that's one of the original rage games for me.
it was super difficult.
That was so fun though.
Yeah.
The old ones were difficult, but the fucking new ones were damn near impossible.
Oh, yeah, like on 64?
Yes, and then even the new ones, like the ones that were on the Xbox 360 and the PS3 and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was Ninja Gaiden Sigma and stuff like that. That shit was ridiculously hard, too.
Yeah, I didn't really play those. I didn't get into the engine. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I probably missed out though.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting, especially if you like the originals and the difficulty of that. That shit was ramped up some serious.
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I've got two sisters and a brother.
Okay, and out of them, are you the youngest?
No, I'm right smack dead in the middle.
Oh man, so you at one point you were the one sibling that had the unplugged controller handed to him to act like you were playing with everybody else, huh?
Yeah, very early on, yeah.
Well, what kind of games did you guys play together?
I remember, you know, Duck Hunt and the Olympic games with the pad.
Track and field.
Yeah, track and field. That's it.
Oh,
yeah. Those are. Did you ever play Excitebike?
Oh hell yeah!
That was awesome too.
That was one of the first games that I knew of that had like the whole level creator shit in it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, did you know that? Speaking of Duck Hunt. Apparently, if you had the second player controller connected to the NES, the other person could actually control the ducks while you were trying to shoot at them.
I did not know that.
I just found out recently, like a couple of years ago. I need to get my hands on an old NES system. Maybe I could try it out.
Speaking of nostalgia and games, did you see that there's a new handheld Oregon Trail?
Oh, yeah. They had that. I think they got it at Target.
Yeah,
because it looks like the old Tiger Electronics, like the football game, the little handheld football game, is what it looked like.
Yeah, that looks like something that would be a great gift idea too.
Yeah, especially if they've been into gaming for as long as we have.
Yeah. Well, I remember going to the computer lab and like I don't know, like second grade and playing that.
Yep, because I was in the SOAR program back in elementary school and stuff, and that was one of the things that they put us on, the big-ass floppy disks in the old Mac computers.
Yeah, with the green screen.
Yes.
Yeah, math much easier. Yeah. So,
what system do you have now? I'm 30.
Okay, so you're not that much younger than me, so yeah. Same generation.
Oh, yeah. So you got a PS4 now, right?
I got an Xbox One, but I want to switch over. I'm going to switch over to the PlayStation when the next consoles come out.
Okay. On the PS4, there's actually a zombie survival style Oregon Trail game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called Oregon Trail, like internal organs.
A little witty, a little pun, huh?
Yeah, clever. me and my wife saw that a couple of years back on the PlayStation Store, and she was like, you got to download that because it's got to be multiplayer and I have to play it. I think we actually did a live stream of it when we got it downloaded and everything. Me and her got on there and played around on the YouTube for a little bit. It was pretty cool. It was just like the old Oregon Trail games, but there were zombie hordes that you had to drive through. You still had to ford rivers and shit, but you were doing it in like an old rusted out Volkswagen.
Man, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, but I'm going to be switching to PlayStation. You know, the content with the Xbox is really just what disappointed me.
Yeah.
The non-exclusive titles, and it's right. Just... I know PlayStation had like 18 games last year that were like hits, and like Xbox, you got like four.
Yeah. That's always my deciding factor, always has been, for deciding on which console to get is exclusives, because the other shit really doesn't matter. I mean, you're going to get good graphics either way. That small little margin in graphical processing power between the systems doesn't really mean shit. Yeah. It all comes down to the exclusive games to me. And with PlayStation having shit like The Last of Us and God of War and stuff like that, man, it's no contest.
Yeah. I got it for, you know, I got the Xbox because all my friends have it, but they're going to start doing cross-platform with everything, that's not going to matter either.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully they'll get that implemented in the next gen.
Yep.
I know there's a few games that do it now, like the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare has it.
Yeah.
I think Apex Legends did it too, if I remember correctly.
This Call of Duty, I sold on it immediately, and after I think Black Ops 3, I said I wasn't gonna buy another one, but I like this one.
Man, you held out longer than I did. I stopped after Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah, oh man, that was probably my last favorite one.
Yeah, dude, I fucking loved that one because we had it. That was back. I had an Xbox 360 just because I got one for free.
Yeah.
So me and the wife used to get online and play with a few friends of ours, and that got us hooked on gaming together.
Oh, that's cool.
So after we moved over to the PlayStation and stuff, after I had to sell the Xbox and everything, then like that's kind of been our thing now is Call of Duty and shit like that we can actually sit on the couch and play together.
Yeah.
We have a whole folder on the PlayStation 4 right now dedicated to games that are local just for me and her.
That's cool. So one of y'all's not just tied up the TV.
Exactly. You know, unless she has a show that she wants to watch, then we have to turn it off.
Man, there's some good new shows out too.
Yeah, I'll give you that. You know, we just watched Evil Genius on Netflix.
Oh yeah, about the crazy lady that hooked a bomb to a guy and all this stuff.
Yeah, the damn pizza delivery bomber. Dude, that shit was fucked up.
Yeah, that story's so wild, it's almost like you can't even make it up.
Yeah, because I remember watching the movie back in the day, the 30 minutes or less.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no fucking way this was a real thing. And then I came across that shit. I was like, hold up, that was actually based on something that really happened.
Yep. You know, that woman, she was so crazy and smart. Like, she actually got away, like, pretty much got away with it, too.
Yeah, dude, because she was like a master manipulator.
Yeah.
All that intelligence wasted on a psycho.
Yeah. It's crazy how the universe works, right? Mm-hmm.
But the thing that tripped me out, though, is everyone that was involved that she was trying to keep from telling on her either got sick or died or got put away.
Yeah.
It was so trippy. She believed so much in karma that she thought she was the one causing all of that.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn, dude, you need some evals quick.
You needed something.
Yeah. Before we started on that, I was watching the Confession Killer on Netflix too, about Henry Lee Lucas.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Man, I never thought I'd feel bad for a serial killer, but the way they portrayed Henry Lee Lucas in that shit, I almost felt bad for the guy.
Is he the one from the 30s, or is that someone else?
Yeah, he was, I think he was active in the 60s.
Oh, okay.
Because it started, I think he killed his mom first in like 1967, if I remember right. And then once they got him in for that, like, he started claiming all these other murders and shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and while he was doing it, he was giving details of the murders to the police that the police had never released to anyone else. So it was like he was the only one that knew.
Right.
Yeah. And he said that he had over 360 murders, but they were only ever to pin him for like 11 of them.
Yeah.
But he just kept confessing to shit, and some of it, like, he never even did. They know for a fact he was lying about them, but he just kept confessing to shit.
Yeah. And that's wild.
Like, why? Why are you digging yourself a deeper hole? Yeah.
And I can't, for the life of me, which I'm not a psycho, but I can't fathom, like, what makes you want to go kill somebody, too? Like, what is so off in your psyche, you know? And I don't... That's crazy.
Yeah. That's always been one of the big mysteries, is what causes people to be like that. If it's because of an abusive childhood, or if you're born like that with some kind of mental disability or some off chemical in the brain or whatever.
Yeah, it's like parts of the unconscious mind or conscious that like our primitive drives, and they're all out of whack. It's really strange.
Yeah, that's the thing that got me about the Henry Lee Lucas thing, though, is when he was younger, like, his mom was so abusive to him, she hit him in the head with a 2x4 and actually caused brain damage to the frontal lobe, which I think it controls, like, your impulses and shit. So they were thinking that might have been why he went off the deep end, because she fucked up his head, like, literally.
Probably a good reason.
Yeah, I mean, that'd probably do it.
Yeah,
but that's why I felt bad for him. Like, maybe if his mom wasn't such a bitch, then maybe he wouldn't have gone off and killed a bunch of people, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to make excuses for the guy. I don't condone murder in any way, but I don't think he really had any control over it at that point because of brain damage that someone else did to him.
No, that's a valid point. And like, they're finding out now that most mental illness is from childhood abuse, and like, I don't know, but the science is kind of behind with everything too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can save that for another topic.
I feel like we can delve into that one for quite a while.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So back on the subject of video games, now that we've wandered off into the dark forest of murder, let's get back on the light. Yeah, I know you've noticed here lately a lot of games getting newer remakes and upgraded graphics and shit for the new systems.
Yeah.
What are some? Have you gotten any of those?
No. I know everybody was talking about Resident Evil and those. Oh, yeah.
Man, I don't think anyone's made a damn remake better than Resident Evil 2 yet.
Yeah. No, but I can tell you something that I would like to see. Like, I know it's not really an RPG or character based, but I'd like to see them redo like Road Rash.
Oh, hell yeah.
But like the original format, you know, but like with better graphics.
Right.
That would be sick, man.
Oh, hell yeah. I used to play Road Rash 3D on the PC back in the day.
That was a good one, too. That was a really good one.
I wouldn't mind the new Siphon Filter, honestly.
Oh, man. Yeah, me and Josh were talking about that the other day. Like, those are some of the greatest game series of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know there was one. I was watching a YouTube video the other day, and someone found an Easter egg in another video game of a taser weapon that you could pick up that when you latch it onto somebody, it would stay there, and you can hold down the button and catch them on fire just like you could with the taser in the original Siphon Filter.
Yes,
I definitely. Was like, somebody on that dev team was a big Siphon Filter fan. They knew what was up.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when those came out, like the graphics weren't all that great, but we didn't know any different. And
that was top of the fucking pile back then.
Are there any titles coming out this year that you're looking forward to?
Last of Us 2.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I have that one at the top of my list. You're just waiting. I wish they would have shown some more for it, like at E3 and other shows and shit this year, but it's been really hush-hush here lately, so.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just have to wait.
They kind of did that with the last one, too.
Yeah, that's true. But it was such a damn good game.
It really was. Did you get the new Rage?
No, and I actually didn't play the first one. Now, I've watched Josh and them play it a couple of times, the old one, but I never got to play it.
If you like Borderlands, it's a lot like that, but it's not cel-shaded, obviously, but
yeah.
It's got a really good story. That's mainly what the selling point is.
I mean, it looks fun because of all the open world shit. It looks like there aren't very many rules to that game.
Oh, there's not. There's plenty of stuff you can do, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of guns and shit, too.
Yep. Different ones.
Well, I'm sold.
Yeah. I've actually got Borderlands 3 and I haven't even took it out of the box.
Man, I'm going to play that shit into the ground now.
Yeah. I'm excited to open it up and play it. I just really haven't had time.
Months later, and it's still a brand new game to you.
Yep.
It's fun, though, man.
I've been pumping on that Call of Duty and still play Red Dead Redemption 2.
Man, that's one that I regret getting rid of, is Red Dead 2.
Yeah, man, that's a really good game. I like the first one better, but...
Yeah. Well, I played through Red Dead Redemption 2 and got into, like, when they started doing the beta, the online shit. Me and Josh and them used to get on and play.
Yeah.
But after that, after we played on that for a little bit, and I had already finished the story and everything, I was like, I'm going to trade this in for something else that I haven't played yet.
That's where I mess up a lot. I buy the digital copy, too, and then I can't turn them in.
Yeah, I've started doing that a lot more, too, unfortunately.
I bought Ghost Recon, and I'm Point Break?
Point.
Yeah, I wasn't very impressed with that. I like it. What do you call it? The crash registry? Like
the error log?
Yo, you're gonna have to edit this some.
That's fine.
It's like when it. Okay, like a vehicle is registering that it's wrecking or something.
Oh, like your hitbox?
Yeah, or they call it something in programming. I totally fucked it up. I was trying to sound smart. But, when that happens, it's just all out of whack. You can't land a helicopter and it blows up. I mean, it's just what the fuck? Like, you know, have you played it?
No, not Point, whatever the fuck it's called.
Breaking Point.
Yeah, it's, sure.
It's like a beta. It's like a beta 1.2 that they released.
Yeah,
it's really bad. And it's,
I know we actually enjoyed the. The one before that, the Ghost Recon.
Oh yeah, that was a really good one. And then you had Wildlands too.
Yeah, Wildlands. That's what I was talking about.
That
shit was fun.
And you know, it took them 4 years to release it, and then you get what you pay for. And this one, right. I think they rushed it. You know.
Oh yeah, definitely. If the fucking hitboxes are registering like that, if you can't land aircraft, then yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, well, you get next to a waterfall and it like just sucks you into it.
Yeah, that's not normal.
Yeah.
Physics be damned.
Yeah. Well, that's like PUBG, man. If DICE or somebody would pick it up, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But they're not going to.
Unfortunately, no. The damn AAA guys won't pick up the good games.
Yeah. Did you get into Metal Gear Solid?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I've been playing that since the first one on the PS1.
I think 3 and 5 are the two best ones.
Oh, 3 was my favorite. Snake Eater was hot shit.
Dude, and when that first came out on the PlayStation, like those graphics.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was almost fucking lifelike back then.
Yep.
But now you look at the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare and it's like you're playing in a fucking movie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And the thing is, it's not that long of a time between the two. Like, it's crazy how shit just escalates so fast nowadays.
Yep. Yeah, man, imagine when we're like 60.
Bruh. We'll have like full on haptic vests and shit. Gonna look like Ready Player One in my living room.
Did you ever have or try out the Interact?
I don't think so.
Oh man, it was a vest that you put on and it vibrated when you got hit.
Damn, like a full on haptic feedback vest?
Yeah, this was like the early 90s. Yeah, it was.
How the fuck did I miss that?
If it was a standalone or if you bought it for the Sega. But it didn't do really well because people didn't really know what the hell it was. But I thought it was cool as hell.
Huh. Yeah. I know here in Aiken, there's that Vision VR over on Doherty. And me and Audra and Connor, we go in there all the time. We've actually become pretty good friends with the owner now. There you go, Bill. Some free advertising for you. But yeah, that place is amazing, dude. They got the holodeck station set up right in the front lobby when you first walk in.
Yeah.
There are 4 Omnitread treadmills in there with the VR connected to it.
Dude, I want to try that out.
That shit is nuts, dude. To actually get in there and start walking and it walks in the game as you're walking on the treadmill, that shit is trippy.
How much money are we talking to play?
Me, Audra, and Connor went in there today and got one holodeck station for the three of us for 2 hours, and it was like $50-something.
That's not bad for 2 fucking hours.
It's $29.95 per hour for 3 people.
Okay.
Because each station has like the 3 people. One person plays while the other two watch on the computer, and then you guys can swap out and stuff like that.
Man, birthday party, small family, there you go.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hell, I plan on having mine there this year.
That's awesome, man. What all can you do with the holodeck?
The holodeck is, they've got, I think, 7 or 8 HTC Vive Pro headsets and controllers in there.
Yeah.
And like I said, each station is for up to 3 people. And I think they've got like 80 different games or more installed on each one.
Yeah.
And they've got shit like Super Hot and Pistol Whipped and Quiver, Beat Saber.
I don't really think it's for the consoles.
Yeah. I know I'm planning on getting the Oculus Quest here in the next couple of months because it's completely wireless and I like my PSVR and everything, but sometimes I have a lot of problem with the tracking and the big ass cable from it and shit. So,
well, that's
I think I'm gonna go for both.
That's one of the main reasons Xbox didn't come out with one because they couldn't get it in time.
Right. I do like it though, man. It's nice to actually have something that we watched in movies and shit growing up and having it in your living room to actually be able to play it now.
Well, it's like a addictive predictive stuff in movies, and it's like it somebody the idea gets spawned in their mind and they come out with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody sees that movie and they're like, you know what? That has to be made.
Yeah. Like Ender's Game.
Yeah.
It's crazy too to think about all the stuff we're talking about, and we're like 15 years behind Japan and China.
Right?
Yeah.
These motherfuckers are over there playing with mechs and shit for fun. They just skip the video games altogether. They're like, nah, we're just going to shoot each other in real life.
They already, like, a lot of their,
we do that in America too.
A lot of their stores are already cashless too. Like, you don't even, you just put stuff in your buggy and go out the door.
Yep.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, because I think, if I remember correctly, something I had read before, like in Shibuya, Japan, they have like a total of 3 ATMs in the whole city because nobody uses cash.
Yeah.
It's all cards and chips and all that shit.
That's wild, man. Well, we're coming to that. Like, we mirror everything they do.
So, yeah, you're not wrong.
I'd like to go in there and, like, you know, when some of those companies start going public, that'd be a great investment. But you got to get it. You got to, you know, find out when they are.
Yep. You got to time it just right.
Like, DJI, they're like the world's leader in drones, but they're still not public.
Right.
But if you knew when they were going public, man, you could make some big, huge profits.
Cash in. Oh, man, the shit we adults talk about.
Yeah.
We go straight from VR gaming to fucking stocks.
Hey, that's where it's going to be at, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
I know a lot of people are investing now. Like, my buddy Tyler, he's got a whole-ass fucking portfolio on Robinhood where he invests every paycheck. He invests a small portion of his whole check into investing into the companies that he's picked and everything.
Yeah, and it's really user-friendly.
Yeah, and he's super fucking smart about it, dude.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. If there's anybody that I know that's on there that could make money off of that shit, it would be him.
Yeah. I feel like I could too. I'd just have to sit down and figure it out.
Yeah. I think one of the best things to do right now would probably be invest in some weed companies.
Yeah. Well, the thing about those, this is what I've heard, is that... See, I got a buddy that he sells CBD, and he's got a pretty good cash stake in it around Aiken. He said that Marlboro is probably going to buy out all the little companies,
mm-hmm.
and then you're gonna buy weed cigarettes instead of like regular cigarettes, and there's really not going to be anybody to invest in, is what he's saying. He's saying that's how it's going to be trended towards.
I hope not, man, because I feel like Marlboro will fuck it up.
Yeah. I don't know. The laws are still behind with that, too. Like, and you know, when we get it legal here, it's really going to be behind.
Yeah.
They're only allowing, like, 2 people a year to get their license. Like, 2 businesses. So.
Huh. Yeah, I don't even smoke anymore, but I still think it should be fucking legalized.
Yeah, I mean, how many people go out and start shit when they're high?
Exactly.
Like, people just stay home and are docile. I don't see anything wrong with it.
It is completely impossible to be angry when you're high.
Yep.
And if you do get angry, it's like 3 seconds max until you find the North bag of Cheetos, and then you're chill again.
Yeah, and then
or somebody just mentions ordering pizza, then everything's kosher.
Or you forget what you were mad about.
Exactly. What the fuck was I yelling about?
Yo.
All right, man. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and cut it here. I appreciate you being my guest.
Yeah, man.
And I'm sorry I couldn't get you and Schwa on here this week, but his phone just wouldn't allow for it.
That's cool. I think it would be better if we have 3 people, too.
Yeah, I think that would be a really good back and forth.
And next topics or whatever, I can get some notes written up, you know, and kind of have a better, more professional.
Okay. All right, bro. Well, I appreciate you joining me this evening, and I will holler at you later.
All right, man. Sounds good.
Later.
Later.